This diagram shows the laboratory testing cycle, and it gives you an idea of how errors can occur in testing. Certainly something you should bear in mind before ever conducting a test. That you know, is the result that you get going to be correct? Here are the ways that things can go wrong. So you obviously make a decision to perform the test and then place an order, and that order is then transferred to the laboratory. And every step of the way, every single arrow you see on the cycle there is a possibility for error. So the specimen may be incorrectly labelled, may get transferred to the wrong laboratory, may not be transferred in a fit state to be tested. That when it's analysed, the report may be generated with the wrong name on it, conveyed to the wrong clinician, etc. And so that can then lead to an inappropriate clinical response to the result, or create more anxiety for a patient if a result is abnormal, reported as abnormal, which is actually normal. And you can see, you know, we do, in this day, we tend to think of a test as something that we could order lightly, without a lot of thought. But with so many potential areas for error, it is something you should really consider carefully before organising.